Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f- So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Well, a very good morning to you.
Good morning
as
to you.
As always, Jerrica.
Yes, and to you, Joan, and to everybody listening. Good
and
morning.
And I love what you've done with the eyebrows.
Thank you. Yes,
is that tattooed or is that woven? Or
It's a mixture, actually. What had happened was I'd had some eyebrow corrosion. It's very common, lady of my age. Nothing to be ashamed of. I'm not ashamed of talking about it now. What happens is that half the eyebrow will fall away quite quickly.
Is that due to the wind?
It can be wind, it can be diet, although obviously we know I eat very well for the most part. It can be stress, it can be
hormones,
it can be hormonal, it can be simply weather beaten.
So not too much sort of facial bashing with your partner during intercourse.
It can be, and again,
rubbing off the brows.
That can be. I mean, that's something obviously that in later life, if you have a very, very active sex life, as I do, very fortunately do, and all that.
And your partner's prone to headbutt.
He loves to headbutt. I've tolerated that, and in fact, I've started to embrace it, try and enjoy it. That's a big part of his life. And so, you know, and obviously with the oral pleasuring, he's got very firm tummy muscles, although he's then got a roll of fat above those. It's slightly unusual, but those big muscles across the pelvis have taken, you know, the eyebrows have taken quite a battering when I've been going in and out and in and out on those of an evening. So thank you for noticing.
Yes.
Good. And how was the building work going?
Well, yes, I don't want to brag. I think most people out there know that I do have a castle in Dalbreath. And so having any work done on it is quite controversial.
Yes.
Because I have to be within the style of the building.
Ugh, so
I've
so
had
stifling,
I know. I'm hoping that by summertime we should be looking at the little cottage on the roof, which is what I've essentially been trying to do.
Wonderful. And you've got round the whole listed grade one and all of that by popping it up on the top when people won't see
people
it.
People won't see it.
Yeah.
Yes.
Wonderful.
It's sort of almost like on stilts.
Yes.
Going off to the side of the building.
Lovely.
And sort of looks to all intents and purposes as if it's hanging off.
That sounds wonderful. I should look forward to popping up at some point.
Oh, absolutely. And you know it's yours to stay in.
Oh, wonderful. Thank you.
Yes,
wonderful.
Yes.
So what have we got today?
Well, let's have a look at our first letter this morning. Dear Joan and Jerrica, my husband recently asked if we could have intercourse using his big toes alternately. I didn't really enjoy it. Is there something wrong with me? Pat Jones from Kent.
Right, Pat.
So she's gone on to, for those of us that are not familiar with this, she's gone on to describe it. He's got size 12 feet, which is fairly average for a man. And he's basically kicked each toe up her vagina in as quick a way as he can for a man of 54.
Yes.
Who is probably relatively agile. He looks quite hunky here.
Yes, got good calf and thigh muscles there in the picture.
Nice feet, little bit of athlete's foot.
A tiny bit of fungal infection on the toenails. That's normal of a man his age.
Absolutely.
Yes. Yes.
What say you?
What say I? Well, I say good on him. I say good for him. Good for him for spicing it up in the bedroom. And I'm sorry to hear that Pat... what's her name, Pat?
Pat Jones from Kent.
Pat Jones from Kent is a little bit more broad-minded. Goodness me, Pat. I mean, you know, here's a lovely guy, and by the look of him, he's strapping and wonderful. He looks broad-shouldered.
Mm.
He looks like the sort of guy that you'd want to grab onto and
get him. He's got that lovely salt and pepper look.
He's got a gorgeous salt and peppery look all over his body. Yes, he's got patchy, flaky eczema, but that's, again, that's something that, you know, he's not going to be able to help. Get over that. Goodness me. There's plenty to him. He's got a lovely, chunky penis. That's going to get even bigger once that's erect. There's nothing wrong with this guy whatsoever. He wants to have some toe play. Again, there's nothing wrong with that. I'm wondering what's wrong with you, Pat, from Kent, Pat Jones.
Mm.
Goodness me.
Well, she says in her longer letter that she felt that he was just kicking her in the vagina, essentially, for half an hour.
Look, if she needs any reassurance, the vagina can withstand an awful lot of kicking.
Well, let's be honest. I mean, the fact that it can expel a gigantic child
yes.
at birth, you
yes.
know, is going to take some real knocks, isn't it?
That's it.
And should.
And it's built to last.
That's what it's for.
Well, to a certain extent, built to last. As we've said before on the show, you know, there's plenty of bashing and banging and knocking and kicking that the vagina goes through. There's nothing wrong with that. It's built to last. And if you look after it, oil it, keep it pumped full of hormones as much as possibly can. If you masturbate, that'll fill the vessels down there with blood. Regular intercourse, that's going to help. But yes, there's nothing wrong with something like this.
She sort of said, oh, I just wished I could have something a little more tender and intimate. Because she said after this initial time, she tried again. Well, God bless you, Pat. Well done for trying when you didn't like it the first time.
Mm.
And she said the second time he did it again, but this time he was on his mobile phone at the same time.
Right.
Strolling through the rugby results. And she said she just felt all upset about the lack of intimacy.
Mm.
That he was just sort of lying down, you know.
And she was straddling and he was just kicking her vagina. Well, from her point of view. Again, you know, men are from Mars, women from Venus. Sometimes it's very hard to see the other person's point of view. Some men enjoy being aroused by rugby results. Some men enjoy being aroused by disengaging from the sexual act and simply,
absolutely.
You know, there's nothing wrong with that.
I mean, my first husband would never look at me during sex.
No, and it's very rare that a man will do.
No.
I think
we get brought up on these romantic books and films whereby, you know, you've got very often a couple in the missionary position.
Mm.
The faces are very close.
Mm.
The eyes are looking at each other as one might gaze at a newborn baby, but with a bit more of a lustful look in the eye.
Mm.
And we're conditioned to think we should be having this very, very close, soul-entwining experience.
No.
When in fact, most men would rather not look at you.
Absolutely. It's an act.
Mm.
It's a sex act.
Mm.
Men have different needs. Women are need-y.
Mm.
That's not always a comfortable position for the woman to be in. But goodness me, you know, they do enough for us, these guys.
Mm.
They do enough for us. And really, honestly, if a man is got time to look at you in the eyes, I'd be more worried.
Yes.
You know.
Yes, I mean, they're working so hard.
He may be working on his phone. You know, he may be taking calls and texts. And he thinks, you know, I'm not going to let my gal down. I'm going to carry on kicking her in the vagina until she comes. And instead, she doesn't say whether she comes or not.
She actually did, in her longer letter, said she's actually never had an orgasm with her husband.
Right.
But she does have them alone.
Right. So at least she's masturbating.
Yes. She says she does masturbate. She puts candles around the room. She puts petals on the bed. She sort of does the thing that she wishes he would do, in that she creates this lovely evening for herself. This
right.
is when on a Wednesday night he goes out with the lads.
Yes.
And she has a glass of bubbly. She has a lovely bath. She smears herself in all these buttery she creams. And essentially makes love to herself.
Mm, well, that's fine. You know, that's fine, and good on her if that's what she feels like doing. But, you know, don't expect him, after a hard day's work at the office, to come home and bother about petals and candles and what have you. He's a busy, busy guy.
He's actually unemployed.
Ah, well, all right, he's out looking for work, or even if he's at home, he's busy.
She
know.
Says, I mean, this is a really, it's just unravelling, actually, as we speak. You know, she says he's out at golf, or he's down the pub. That's pretty much his day, and he's coming home drunk. And if he's not kicking her with his big fat ex-Marie athlete's footed toes,
He's trying all sorts of other things. It seems like he'll want to put anything into her except his penis.
Right. Okay. Well, you know, we're only hearing one side of the story here, aren't we? I really need to hear from him, I think, Pat. If you could ask him to write in, please.
Which he could try stuffing her toes up Alid's
anus.
Or Jap's eye and see if that's something he's after.
Yes, or even trying while she's having these, you know, get used to it a bit when she's having these...
Her nights in.
Nights in. Try popping her own toe up her vagina and experimenting a bit with that. You know, so if she does yoga or one of those stretchy... exercise. If she doesn't, I'd suggest you take that up.
Well, she can, and if she can't physically get herself into a position to get her own toe up there, you can, of course, get these detachable toes.
You can get detachable toes on a sort of rather like a, you know, stick with a little clamp thing on the end, and you can use one of those, pop a bit of, I, you know, your shea butter on it, and have a little experiment in the bath.
Okay. Dear Joan and Jerrica, my baby's been born with white hair and a full set of teeth. Should I be worried? Margaret Doreen from Bolton.
Well, so yes.
That's white hair. That's not blonde hair, is it? That's white hair.
Yes, yes. So it sounds to me like she's had a baby that's been born and that's been in the womb too long. Sounds to me
an
like
an old baby, really.
It's a very old baby. This is an uncommon, but sadly and tragically, does happen increasingly nowadays with people's poor diets and lack of, you know, vitamins.
Well, it's a weird thing, isn't it? That you it's as you say, it's happening more, but it's still rare. Yes. It's on the up.
Yes,
and that is where the gestation period goes into 10 months, sometimes 11.
Yes,
and that's what's happened here.
Yes,
whereby it's aging.
It's aged the baby very badly. So this is particularly with older mums, geriatric mums, anybody over 35 who's having a baby. If you're going to get pregnant at this very late age, you're going to expect some anomalies.
Yes, I mean, she was. She's 36.
Yes.
She's 36.
You know, this may be, incidentally, a pregnancy from when she was first having periods. She doesn't say when she was first sexually active, but sometimes...
You say it's an old pregnancy.
It can be. So what can happen is if you have sex at a very early age, and a lot of people I know do nowadays, particularly increasingly, but it, you know, always happened, just people turned a blind eye that, you know, if a gym teacher or something had impregnated her at the age of, say, 10, and that fetus may well have sat in there because she was very young, that would have gone into what we call a stagnatory period and may well have been reinvigorated when she was more sexually active at a later age.
Yes, yes. Would it have been a sort of embedded in her womb in a stasis?
Essentially, yes.
Yes. And not flushed out with her periods. He's just been in there.
He's hung on in there.
Yes.
And now, unfortunately, he's come out as a little wrinkly old-aged baby.
Because even his teeth are not like baby teeth. They're like old men's
Yes, they are. And there's already some missing from the photo that she sent in. His little wispy beard is another giveaway. And those clawy old toenails, very long toenails, which are very hard to cut. She's had to leave. You see those pushing through the baby booties.
Yes.
Yes.
I mean, I don't know, really. She's saying, should I be worried? Yes and no. I mean...
It is what it is.
Yes. Yeah. It's whether or not you can cope with it, really.
Yes. I mean, this is her, unfortunately. And, you know, a lot of women are very selfish, but this is her thinking about herself and not focusing. She doesn't mention her husband. I don't know whether he's in the picture. But
he may well have left when he saw that.
Yes, I would have thought so. And of course, it may not be his.
I think as well, people don't talk about this. We've talked about this before, where all the taboos, like you can't hit children and things like this, one of them is how frequently men look at their newborn baby and they don't like it.
No, they don't like it. It's a very natural reaction. I think people don't realise this. So, you know, look back historically. It wasn't in the mum's or the baby's interest for the dad to be particularly interested. What tended to happen was that if the dad was interested, it was in an inappropriate manner. So there would be the father would be trying to make love to the baby as soon as it came out. People quickly realised that wasn't going to work, or the baby wasn't fertile yet. It was essentially of no use to anybody. It was the man wasting his semen, and the mother would often fight and kill the man if she saw him trying to impregnate a child.
Actually, what you're essentially saying is that when men
look at their babies and they don't like them, it's not their fault. It's quite natural. It's actually more unnatural for a man to bond with a baby.
Yes, because it's not right.
There's really nothing more for a man to do. Once he's ejaculated his semen into the woman's vagina, the job is done.
It's done. Job done.
Whether he stays with you is really probably down to how attractive you are, how quickly you're going to have intercourse with him again post-birth, whether you're going to continue to dress in a sexy way.
Get your figure back.
If you're breastfeeding, don't let him see the big veiny boobs, the big weepy boobs.
No.
Or wear those ghastly maternity bras with the sort of sweaty stained cups. And
no, no, no.
All of those things that, you know, women start thinking they can look all fat and depressed and sort of waddling about the place, moaning about their torn nethers.
Bleeding. Yes, I mean, it's, you know, essentially you are like a cow that's just given birth with your dangling udders and your afterbirth hanging out. And that's not attractive. That's not what a guy wants to see. Let's keep that behind closed doors. Let's keep that behind closed doors. I would suggest you breastfeed for maximum 3 days and then get on the bottle and get the boobs back. You know, used to a guy.
And have a boob job if you need one. Yes, and book it in quickly.
Book it in quick. I mean, book it in before you had the baby. Likewise with vaginal surgery. You know, most women are going to tear. Get that sorted, you know. You can do some prep. We've all got vaginal dilators at home in the cupboards. Get those out and start to use them.
Our next letter is Dear Joan and Jerrica. I recently found out my husband's been having an affair and a friend suggested I get a dog for company, which I'm considering. But I really hate dog muck. Are there people who would collect it for me? I'm keen to get quite a big dog. And that's Alison Jopsy from Ludlow.
Ah, right. Yes, so I wonder what she means by big dog, because of course there are these, you can get some very, I saw a very, very, very big dog the other day that was the size of a small horse. I don't know whether she's referring to that sort of dog.
No, who knows? I mean, it obviously depending on what size she is.
Yes.
What seems big to one person is miniature to another.
That's very true. She doesn't say how tall she is, does she?
And why does she want a big dog? Is it a sort of replacement for her husband?
It may well be.
I thought you were going to say that nowadays, in the sense that you can get these hypoallergenic dogs or cats for asthmatic or allergic people, you might be able to get ones that don't pass feces.
Don't defecate. Certainly, that's, I know there's research into crossbreeding particular breeds that don't defecate, or if they do, it's a harder, firmer pellet and therefore less difficult to gather up. Mm. What you don't want is, which you see on a regular basis, is the squashy, scattered, slushy mess that can get caught up in the grass and almost impossible to pick up.
Absolutely. Or sadly, the type of crumbly, gritty poo packed with other things. Oaty, but sometimes filled with other things, where the poor dog can't quite get it off his bottom and he's pulling and stretching.
Absolutely, yes. Across. And I've seen a dog, a poor thing, having battling with a piece of string that was a rope actually hanging out of its anus and trying to haul out what turned out to be a substantially long piece of rope. Poor thing had to be taken to the vet, and for all I know, put down, I don't know.
Did the owner try and pull it out?
Yes, there was. Somebody tried to hold the dog at the front by the collar. The owner tried pulling out
a sort of big tampon.
Yeah, sort of. Yes, yes. A good analogy.
But was it a skipping rope? I mean, you wonder what the dog was doing.
It was a rough rope. It was like a boating rope, a rough, thick boating rope. Whether the dog had somehow found its way down to the docks, or there'd been somebody who'd carelessly thrown away into the canal some nautical.
Maybe the dog had come in by boat from across the way from Somalia or something.
It could have been a Somalian dog.
One of these pirates.
A pirate dog. As you say, and of course they would keep a lot of rope aboard, I would imagine.
Well, of course.
I don't know the origins of the rope, or indeed
the outcome of the dog,
much else at all. But I suppose what we're talking about really is the hazards of dog mess,
and of course now the rule that you have to have the two bags.
Yes.
Don't you?
Yes.
With you. If you don't have those two bags, you can be fined up to £2,000.
Yes, fined and in some cases imprisoned. I believe in some countries actually shot Although, you know, we haven't gone that far yet.
But I don't think it's such a bad thing, because I do think that obviously you can go blind from playing with dog muck, which adults obviously are less likely to do than we toddlers. But, you know, it's not nice. It does stink. I understand why Alison Japsey doesn't really like it. But I think if you're a doggy person, you're a doggy person. And you have to take the whole package, really, don't you?
I think essentially you probably do. And I know a lot of people with dogs who just absolutely get down and dirty amongst it all, with no qualms whatsoever.
I think as well it's a misnomer to think that the tiny wee dogs only do cute little pellety rabbit dropping Malteser poops. Because actually they frequently do these very runny sort of butterscotch angel delight
absolutely
messes.
And can cast out virtually their entire body weight in fecal matter, so yes, you're right, there's no guarantee whatsoever.
No. But when she says, are there people who would collect it for me, well, funnily enough, I believe there is something on the market now where you can get your dog walker type of person, but you can also get your poop collector type of person.
Yeah, so I mean, there's a lot of unemployed actors who apparently would do this kind of work. And as you said earlier, although increasingly fewer now that we're heading into Brexit, Eastern European people who will do
almost anything
for money.
I'm a little bit intrigued by your husband going off and having an affair, and your friend suggesting you get a dog. What sort of friend is that? Is that the friend who's having an affair with your husband, is what comes to my mind.
It's a good question. And when she says get a dog, what does she mean that dog should be for? Do you see what I'm saying?
I do. And that's a whole different area.
Well, that's another growing area. Dog escort agencies, you know, dogs for lonely nights. I think there's a company called now.
Lonely Dog.
Doggy Delights, I think, is another one. Lonely Dog, as you say. They're springing up. Nothing to be ashamed of if that's what floats your boat.
Dog's Dinner is another one where you just go for a dinner with a dog, which actually can be very, very nice.
Yes, I mean, they're not overly chatty. As long as they don't defecate at the table, usually it's perfectly pleasant. They eat very fast. That's the only thing I would say. They eat very quickly.
Well, food for thought there with young Alison Japsey. Thank you, as always, for sharing with us. We're thinking we're going to come up with a poem one of these days, because we always feel we finish with the same thing, but we do really appreciate your problems.
Yes, we really, really do.
We really do.
So thanks so much for writing in, for listening, and for being you, really.
I would just say that those of you that managed to get hold of my personal phone number, that has to stop.
Yes, please.
I've changed the number anyway.
Yes, the number has changed, so please stop calling that, because you're just now disturbing your cleaner, who's now got the phone. So please stop ringing Joan's cleaner. She doesn't like the language that some of you are using. She doesn't understand some of it.
No, but she understands the heavy breathing. And
she understands enough to know what some of those noises mean. So if you would lay off that, that would be great. And Joan, it's your birthday today.
Yes! Aww. Happy birthday, Joan.
Happy birthday, Joan. And you've got some plans for the rest of the day?
Well, yes, which of course you're very much included in.
Yes, looking forward to that.
I know I've got a surprise birthday party coming up later, because unfortunately I got wind of it because my PA, who shall remain nameless.
Stephanie.
Wasn't able to keep it a surprise. And so, but it's given me the chance to get my wig sorted.
Yes.
Which, you know, I was nervous about.
Yes. Well, there will be a camera crew there. Yes. There's no surprise there. We love to put little clips online of these sort of events. And so it won't be a surprise to anyone to learn that we will have a film crew there. We're going to be having some wonderful surprises. Some of them Joan already knows about, unfortunately, because Stephanie was unable to keep a trap shut. So I'm afraid the pinata is no surprise now.
No.
Nor indeed the sheep dip.
I didn't know about that.
Oh, damn it. Forget I said that.
But I do know we're going on a boat, which indeed is enjoyable.
Yes, that will be wonderful. And there's some wonderful treats in store. So happy birthday, Joan.
Thank you.
We won't say how old you are.
No.
I think you're getting younger every year.
I think so too. Yes, I think so. That's the way to play it, isn't it?
Indeed.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.